This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The last Syrian troops left Lebanon today. They dominated Lebanon for almost three decades. Syrian forces arrived in the midst of a civil war, and their presence was endorsed by Lebanese governments. But the Syrians also inspired opposition. In the last few months, an assassination sparked protests that added to the pressure for withdrawal. The journalists covering this story include Rami Khoury. He is editor-at-large of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut. And, Mr. Khoury, how final is this Syrian withdrawal, really, from what you can tell?
It seems pretty final. The pressure inside Lebanon has been really intense in the last three, 4 months and had been building up, actually, for some years. And combined with the international pressure, which is the most important thing now, that every 3 months there's a report that's sent to the UN Security Council to monitor if the Syrians have left and if the elections are free in Lebanon. So it's very strong, and the Syrians, I think, got the message, and they're leaving. And today is the official ceremony where they're being exchanging medals with the Lebanese officers, and the Lebanese are thanking them for the good things that the Syrians did in ending the civil war, but also making it clear that they're happy that the Lebanese are running their own country again.
The Syrians also had a much-feared intelligence service in Lebanon, occupied a building in downtown Beirut. Are they gone too?
Yes. I mean, the Syrian security intelligence presence was a part and parcel of the system that they used to manage a lot of Lebanese political and economic and other things. And yes, they have moved out with the army and the military forces. It's not possible to leave behind that kind of system unless you have control of the overt military and security and other services. So there's a sense now that all the Syrian presence has been moving out.
You mentioned that it's a friendly ceremony today, that some people are thankful for what the Syrians have done. Are there people who are anxious about what will happen in Lebanon now that the Syrian stabilizing presence has gone?
No, I don't think there's any concern right now. I mean, the Syrians played a really important role to end the civil war, stabilize the country, allow it to rebuild again. And there's genuine appreciation throughout Lebanon for what the Syrians did. And the Syrians lost thousands of people in clashes with the Israelis, so they paid some price. But they overstayed. They stayed for 29, 30 years, which is much longer than was necessary. There is no real fear that Lebanon is going to be unstable because the army and the security services, the police have been rebuilt. And more important than that, there's a clear political consensus within Lebanon, which has been expressed very, very strongly and openly in the last two, 3 months about the need to deal with Lebanon's issues politically, peacefully, and democratically. And in fact, it's just as the ceremony is taking place today for the Syrians to leave, there's the new government in parliament presenting its program, coming up with a committee to form a new electoral law to hold the elections for parliament at the end of May on time. So there's a very clear political process taking place, which the Lebanese are committed to.
On this program, we've had a lot of reporting about Hezbollah. What is its role likely to be in the post-Syrian occupation era in Lebanon?
Hezbollah has been for some months now studying the issue of how it continues its transition from a group that had been predominantly based on military resistance to the Israeli occupation of the south, which ended in the year 2000, the Israelis left. And Hezbollah has to shift more and more into political action and social action, which they've always done in terms of charitable societies and social welfare and education and health. They will continue to undertake that transition and get more involved in Lebanese politics. They're already in parliament. They have 12 seats in parliament. They run a lot of municipalities. They will just do more of that, probably, and they are studying exactly what's the best way for them to become more engaged in politics as their role as a military resistance to foreign occupation or foreign threats recedes.
Rami Khoury is editor-at-large of the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut, Lebanon. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.